If you're like me and were born between 1981 and 1996, then that means you're a millennial. And if you're a millennial, it is time to add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. I talked about this before, but stress aging is a thing, you guys. And that's honestly a little terrifying, especially if you're a parent out there like me who definitely isn't getting 8 hours of sleep a night and who feels stressed out just trying to get out the door with 3 kids. But the good news is Europe's number one skincare line has a solution you can trust so you can keep your skin looking and feeling stress-free. The Clarins Multi-Active Cream is really good, you guys. It uses a skin charger complex made with 2% niacinamide and sea holly bioextract, which sounds fancy, and it's clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles and refining pores. It also strengthens the skin's moisture barrier so it feels light and hydrating. While their multi-active cream can't bring back your sanity from chasing toddlers around the house, it can de-stress your skin. I've been using the multi-active cream for a month now, and I definitely see a difference in my fine lines. I also like that it's hydrating since it's still pretty dry here in Nashville. Go to clarins.com/eastfam and get multi-active day and night cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/eastfam with promo code EASTFAM. clarins.com/eastfam with promo code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Couple Things. I'm Sean.
And I'm Andrew.
We're married, if you didn't know.
And we are so excited to be bringing you guys this show. If you guys don't know, I'm just going to brag on you for a second here real quick.
Sure.
My beautiful wife, Sean Johnson, here is a rock star. She's superwoman, if you ask me. Olympic gold medal gymnast, Dancing with the Stars champion, the most beautiful woman that ever walked the earth, and mama to be. I can't wait, babe.
I can't wait. To brag on my husband, NFL player, NBA graduate from Vanderbilt, captain of the football team, hottest guy I know.
Wow.
And baby daddy.
I'm flattered. Together, we have gotten to experience some pretty fun things, and we want to share those experiences with you. So if you guys don't know, we have a YouTube channel. It's called The East Fam. I know a lot of you guys watching or listening are from the YouTube channel, so thank you for joining us here as well. But on that channel, at one point, we did a relationship series, and people loved it.
Yes. And we wanted to do the relationship series on YouTube because I feel like the world paints a very unrealistic picture of relationships. They say that if it's not easy and perfect, then it's probably the wrong person. We don't believe that. We believe you like fight through relationships and it's hard and messy, and that's what makes them awesome. So we want to talk about all the awkward situations we've been through, all the mistakes we've made, talk to other couples about all their weird interactions and how things worked out and the lessons they learned from it.
Yeah. So our goal is so with every episode, you can expect to hear some fun or awkward or crazy experience from us or a couple that we sit down and interview, and then what we learn from that experience. And just to name a few experiences here, the first time she texted me was like a drunk text.
It was. Drunk texted you at midnight.
It was a booty call.
I was living in LA.
Yeah.
You were living in Nashville, going to Vanderbilt. And I said, why don't you fly out to LA? Completely drunk. Went to bed. Woke up and you were in LA.
I don't mess around. We don't mess around here.
Yeah, I was freaked out.
And we could share more about that story if you guys want. Just let us know if you do. But there's also, you know, been some things that, that I personally regret doing.
Like the ESPYs.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
We had walked down the red carpet. We had gone to this amazing award show. Met all these incredible athletes. Sit down for dinner afterwards. And what do you say to me?
Well, this is a week before we got engaged. And I said, Sean, just got to be honest with you. You know, we're a pretty serious relationship. I need to let you know that I've been thinking about sleeping with other girls. Now, look, these are just a couple examples. And there's stories behind them all. And there's expectations and context that we can provide you guys. But those are a couple good stories.
Was that after you met Alex Morgan?
Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed.
Yes. Anyways, we'll go through all these awkward stories. We have friends who we've heard a lot of awkward encounters and stories with. We'll talk about all kinds of relationships and just how you can learn from them.
Yeah, because here's the thing. People think that, you know, Miss Glam over here lives the best life possible. You think that there's no problems that you encounter. But at the end of the day, I think we all have relationship problems. And so we wanted to show you that even someone as glamorous as Sean struggles and that it's okay for you to struggle too. So we're here for encouragement. We're here to share some fun stories and laughs and get better together, grow together.
Yes. So with that, welcome to Couple Things.
Please subscribe to wherever you are listening or viewing this episode. That'd be great. And stay tuned for the posting frequency. We are about to have a child any day now.
Yes. Hopefully today.
That's right.
So the frequency will be changing. Also, stay tuned for updates on the podcast. We want to expand very quickly. We have some really cool things coming up. Don't miss it.
This is Andrew and Sean out. All right, real quick for all of those listening out there. We don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode, and again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.